Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cesar, A Tale of War-Torn Berlin, by Jerome Charon. Read by David Colacci. It does not seem to me, Austerlitz added, that we understand the laws governing the return of the past, but I feel more and more as if time did not exist at all, only various spaces interlocking, according to the rules of a higher form of stereometry, between which the living and the dead can move back and forth as they like. And the longer I think about it, the more it seems to me that we who are still alive are unreal in the eyes of the dead, that only occasionally, in certain lights and atmospheric conditions, do we appear in their field of vision. W. G. Sebald, Austerlitz. Cesar, February 11, 1943. From the desk of Admiral Wilhelm Canaris, 7276 Tirpitzufer, Berlin. They did not want to hear anything but the latest news about Cesar. That's how bad the war was going. And the bombings over Berlin had started again after the quietus of a year. They were frightened, these wives of generals and diplomats. I shouldn't have been here. I ran a secret service, not a brothel for spies. Herr Admiral, they said, is he phantom or flesh? And I had to reply, Gnädige Frau, I cannot discuss my agents. But it was the talk of Berlin, how Captain Erich Holdermann of the Abwehr had strangled an